Will you please turn to 1 Timothy?
请我们翻开提摩太前书。
Chapter 4.
提摩太前书第四章。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Exercise thyself unto godliness, for bodily exercise is profitable for a little, but godliness is profitable for everything, having promise of life, of the present one, and of that to come.
操练身体一处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有一处，因有今生和来生的应许。
And will you please turn to the book of Revelation?
请翻开启示录。
Revelation chapter 21.
启示录第二十一章。
We'll read from verse 1 through verse 7.
第一节到第七节。
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea exists no more.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
And I heard a loud voice out of the heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he shall tabernacle with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, their God.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间，神，他要与人同住，你们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在。做他们的神。
And he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall not exist anymore, nor grief, nor cry, nor distress shall exist anymore, for the former things have passed away.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
And he that sat on the throne said, Behold,I make all things new. And he says to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful.
做宝座的说，看啊，我将一切都更新了，又说你要写上，因这些话是可信的，是真实的。
And he said to me, It is done. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to him the thirst of the fountain of the water of life,Freely.
他又对我说都成了我是阿拉法我是俄美加我是初我是终我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝
He that overcomes shall inherit these things and I will be to him God and he shall be to me son
得胜的必承受这些为业我要做他的神他要做我的儿子
Chapter 22, from verse 1 through verse 5.
第二十二章第一到第五节。
And he showed me a river, a water of life, bright as crystal, going out of the throne of God and of the Lamb.
天使又指示我在城内街道当中有一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。
In the midst of a street and of the river, on this side and that side, the tree of life, producing 12 fruits, in each month yielding its fruit, and the leaves of the tree for healing of the nations.
在河这边与那边有生命树，结十二样的果子，每月都结果子，树上的叶子乃为医治万民。
And no curse shall be any more, and the throne of God.And of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him.
以后再没有咒诅，在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他。
And they shall see his face, and his name is on their foreheads.
也要见他的面，他的名字必写在他们的额上。
And night shall not be any more, and no need of a lamp and light of the sun, for the Lord God shall shine upon them, and they shall reign to the ages of ages.
不再有黑夜，他们也不用灯光日光，因为主神要光照他们，他们要做王，直到永永远远。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee for another opportunity that we may gather together in Thy presence.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你再给我们一次聚会，记在你同在的里面。
We do realize that we are standing on holy ground.
我们实在知道我们是站在圣地。
So we want to remove our shoes.
我们要脱去我们的鞋。
Stand in the place of thy bond servants.
我们要站在一个奴仆的地位上。
And Lord, speak.
主啊。
That we may know thy will.
主啊，请说，让我们知道你的旨意。
We want thee to be glorified in the midst of thy people.
我们愿你在你民中得着荣耀。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贝的名祷告。
Amen. Thank God for bringing us to the last of this session.
感谢神给我们带到聚会的最后一次。
Our brother has already told us.
我们的弟兄已经告诉我们。
That in the past, we are dealing with spiritual exercise and the life to come.
我们在过去几次讲到属灵的操练与来生。
Now this afternoon, we would like to touch upon the New Jerusalem.
今天我们要提到新耶路撒冷。
Our God is the eternal God.
我们的神是永远的神。
In Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 11.
在传道书三章第十一节那里说
God made all things beautiful in his time.
神造万物各按其时甚为美好。
And he put eternal in the hearts of man.
又把永远放在人的心中。
So we find that when God created all things,
所以我们看到当神造万物的时候，
whether it is a bird or whether it is a tree,
不管是一只飞鸟或者一棵的树木，
it all has its own time,
都各按其时。
They are beautiful in its own time,
他们在他们的时间里面是那样的美丽。
Because all they serve the purpose of God.
因为他们都在那里要侍奉神的旨意。
And after they have served God's purpose in their time,
当他们在他们的时刻里面侍奉了神，
then they pass away.
他们就过去。
Now I remember one day a sister came to me.
我记得有一天有一个姊妹跟我说，
And he said,Do you think that my dog will be resurrected?
他就问，哦，你问，说我的狗会不会复活呀？
Well, brothers and sisters, the dog exists for its own time.
弟兄姊妹，狗是按着其时存在地上。
And it has already fulfilled its God's purpose.
它在它的身上已经完成了神的旨意。
But we human beings are different.
但是我们人是不一样的。
When God created us,
当神造我们的时候，
He puts the eternal in our hearts.
他把永远放在我们的心中。
Man is never satisfied with just living this life.
人不因着只过今生而满足的。
Because man is created for eternity.
因为人是为了永远而被造的。
God's purpose for man is for eternity.
神在人身上的旨意乃是永远的。
For this reason, brothers and sisters,
为了这个原因，弟兄姊妹们，
We must live for eternity and not just for time.
我们是为了永远而活着，而不是为了今生。
Otherwise,
不然的话，
we cannot fulfill God's purpose.
我们就不能够完成神的旨意。
What is the purpose of God for creating man?
神造人的目的是什么呢？
I think if we search the scriptures,
如果我们查考圣经，
we can see very clearly.
我们可以看得非常的清楚。
Because when you open the Bible,
当你翻开圣经的时候，
and you read the beginning of Genesis,
你看创世纪一开头，
you find that there is a marriage.
你看到那里有一个婚娶。
After God created Adam,
当神造亚当之后，
and God said it is not good for man to be alone.
神说那人独居不好。
I will make him a helpmate his like.
我要为他造一位与他相同的帮手。
And God put Adam to sleep.
所以神就叫亚当沉睡。
And out of his side, God took out something.
从他的肋旁，神取出一些的东西。
And with that something out of Adam, he made Eve.
从亚当身中取出的那一个东西，神就造了夏娃。
He led the woman to the man.
他把这女人带到男人跟前。
And the man said, This is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
那男人说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
Call her a woman.
称她为女人。
And the two become one flesh.
二人就成为一体。
Now we all know that Adam and Eve here are a type.
我们都知道亚当跟夏娃乃是一个预表。
This marriage on earth is only a type.
这个在地上的婚姻乃是一个预表。
The antitype, it is the marriage of Christ and his people.
所预表的乃是基督跟他的子民。
So when you turn to the last book of the Bible,
所以当你翻到圣经里面最后的一卷书，
You find another marriage.
你就看到那个有另外一个婚娶。
It is the marriage of New Jerusalem to the Lamb of God.
乃是新耶路撒冷与神的羔羊的婚娶。
What God has determined in eternal past.
在神在过去的永世里面所命定的，
He fulfills it in eternity to come.
他在未来的永世里面要完成。
Now of course we know that the scene in Revelation chapter 21 and 22 are the scene of the eternity past.
我们看到在启示录21章跟22章，那乃是过去永世的一幅图画。
We have eternity past.
我们有过去的永世。
And we have time.
我们有今世在时间里面。
And after time will come eternity to come.
当时间这段日子过去以后，就来到未来世的永远。
God purposed his purpose in eternity past.
神在过去的永世里面定了他的旨意。
God used time to perform What he has purpose.
神用时间来完成他所定义的。
And in eternity to come, he shows us what he has done.
在未来的永世里面，他在那里展示给我们看他所做的。
So we find that God's purpose towards man is very simple.
所以我们看到神对人的旨意是非常的简单。
He wants man to be united with him in Christ.
他要人与他在基督里联合。
He wants man to be his dwelling place.
他要人成为他的居所。
He wants his son to have his companion.
他要他的儿子得着一个配偶。
And this is what New Jerusalem has shown us.
这就是新耶路撒冷指给我们看到。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
man may fail.
人会失败。
And we have seen that man have often failed.
我们看到人是一直的失败。
But thank God, God never fails.
但是感谢神, 神永不失败。
He may change his method from time to time.
他可以改变他做工的方法。
But he never changed his plan.
但他永远没有改变他的计划。
He never changed his purpose.
他没有改变他的旨意。
What he has purposed, he will fulfill.
他所定的旨意, 他一定成就。
In spite of the failure of man,
虽然人会失败,
God always accomplished what he purposed.
但神 永远成就他所定义的。
And this is what New Jerusalem really is.
这乃是新耶路撒冷的实际。
Now why is it we have this vision of New Jerusalem?
为什么我们有着新耶路撒冷的意象?
It is a vision of what God has accomplished.
这乃是神已经成就了的那个意象。
What he has purposed, he has fully accomplished.
他所成就的, 他所定义的, 他完全的成就。
Now, why is it that God should show us this vision?
为什么神要叫我们看到这个意象?
I think this vision is given to us in order to encourage us.
这个意象给我们是为我们得着激励。
That he will stir up our hope.
他挑起我们的盼望。
That he will increase our faith.
他增加我们的信心。
And he will encourage us to love.
他鼓励我们去爱他。
You know, oftentimes when we look at ourselves,
多少时候当我们看自己的时候,
and even when we look around us,
当我们看周围的环境,
probably we are depressed.
可能我们会觉得相当的下沉。
We will think, well, what will happen?
哦, 怎么办呢?
But thank God.
感谢神。
He shows us that he has already done it.
他叫我们看到他已经成就了。
He has made all things new.
他一切都更新了。
It is all of his doing.
这都是他所成就的。
So I believe what is presented before us,
我相信放在我们跟前的,
is for our encouragement.
是为了叫我们得着鼓励。
Knowing that God will always fulfill what he has purposed.
直到神他一直永远成就他所定义的。
The new Jerusalem coming down from heaven from God.
新耶路撒冷从天从神而降。
And she was adorned as a bride.
她 就是在那里装饰像一个新妇。
She is to be married eternally with the Lamb of God.
她要永远与神的羔羊结婚。
And this is the eternal purpose of God.
这是神那永远的旨意。
Now if you look at this New Jerusalem,
如果你看到新耶路撒冷,
and look at all the descriptions there,
你看到里面一切的描写,
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
do you think it is a physical thing?
你认为这是一个物质的东西?
How can a city be married to the Lamb of God?
一个城怎么能够与神的羔羊结婚呢?
We are not trying to spiritualize the word of God.
我们不是要把神的话灵一解。
But we believe that
when
you come to eternal things,
当我们讲到永远的事情,
it has to be more than physical and material.
相信这不光光是物质,不光光是表面的。
Material things, physical things are transient.
物质的东西是暂时的。
Only that which is spiritual is eternal.
只有属灵的才是永远的。
So we believe that because he wants us to understand.
因为我们知道神要我们明白。
Because we are human beings.
因为我们是人。
And our understanding is rather limited.
我们的领会是有限的。
So he has to use something physical, material, to show us the spiritual principles behind them.
所以他要用一些物质的东西叫我们看到背后属灵的原则。
You know, New Jerusalem is a huge city.
我们知道新耶路撒冷是一个伟大的城。
It is called Jerusalem.
这是称耶路撒冷。
Because Jerusalem is the city of peace.
因为耶路撒冷乃是平安之城的意思。
But this New Jerusalem,
这个新耶路撒冷,
its dimension is so huge.
它是那么的巨大。
Now, if you read, for instance, verse, chapter 21, verse 16.
如果你读二十一章十六节那里
，And the city lies four square，
说城是四方的
，And its length is as much as the breadth，
长宽一样
，And he measured the city with a reed，
天使用苇子量那城
12,000 stadia，
共有四千里。
The length and the breadth and the height of it.All equal.
长宽高都是一样。
Now in Chinese it says 四千里。
中文说四千里。
But in the original it's 12,000 stadia.
在原文是一万二千个 stadia.
A stadia is about 7 English miles.
一个 stadia 是七英里。
So you find 12,000 stadia means 84,000 miles.
所以一万二千 stadia 是等于八千四百英里。
It is the length.
这是它的长。
It is also the breadth.
也是它的宽。
And it is also the height.
也是它的高度。
Now, have you ever seen a city like that?
你有没有见过这样的城呢？
If you travel from here to Shanghai,
如果你从这里到上海，
it's only about 6,000 to 7,000 miles.
大概只有六千多七千英里而已。
But this city,
但这一个城
remember it is a city.
这是一个城。
It is so huge.
是那么庞大。
And it is not only the length, but the breadth and the height.
不单单是它的宽，它的高，还有它的长。
Now what does it represent?
这里代表什么?
It shows us the immensity of God's work.
这是说到神工作的巨大。
After you sum up all the works of God,
当你把神所有的工作总合起来,
that he has done throughout time,
他在时间里面所成就的这一切,
now you find the result is of such immensity.
你就看到那个结果是那么巨大。
That is beyond our comprehension.
是实在是超过我们所能够测度的。
It is a hugeness.
这是一个巨大的。
The greatness.
是伟大的。
The fullness.
是丰满的。
Of God's work.
是神这样的工作。
And in the New Jerusalem.
在新耶路撒冷里面。
You find that the 12 gates.All the 12 tribes of Israel.
你就看到那个十二个城门乃是以色列十二个支派的名字。
And the 12 foundation are the names of the 12 apostles.
那十二个根基乃是十二使徒的名字。
Now what do these suggest to us?
这里是叫告诉我们什么呢?
It shows that all the works of God in the Old Testament and in the New Testament.
那是说到在旧约跟新约神一切的工作。
Among Israel and among the church.
包括以色列和教会。
It's all being gathered together into one.
那是都总合在一起。
Whatever God has done, it is always there.
神所成就的都在那里。
It is eternal in nature.
这是永恒的意里面永恒的性质
nothing is lost
没有任何一点失掉的
so you find in New Jerusalem is the consummation of all the works of God throughout time
你就发现新耶路撒冷乃是神一切在时间里面做工的总和。
And what God has done through time, it is for His Son.
神在时间里面所成就的一切都是为了他的儿子。
It is to be united with His Son for eternity.
要与他的儿子永远的联合在一起。
It is the union of man with God in Christ Jesus.
乃是在基督耶稣里面神与人的联合。
This is the ultimate.
这乃是那终极的旨意。
And we can find in the last vision given in the Bible.
我们可以在圣经里面最后这个意象里面给我们看到。
Now concerning this matter of union with God.
当我们讲到与神联合。
Union with God.Is a term used greatly by the mystics.
与神联合是奥秘派常常用的一个词。
All their pursuit is for to be united with God.
他们一切的追求都是为了与神联合。
I think probably you have heard what Madame Guyon says.
你可能听过盖恩夫人所说的。
Madame Guyon said,We are like a drop of water.
所以盖恩夫人说我们好像一滴水。
And the drop of water began to flow and flow and flow.
这一滴水就是这样流来流下去。
Until it reaches the ocean.
直到它流到海洋。
And then it is disappeared in the ocean.
然后在海洋里面它就失去在里面。
And it become united with the ocean.
就与大海连接在一起。
It is lost in the ocean.
它也失去在大海的里面。
It becomes part of the ocean.
它又成为大海的一部分。
That is union with God.
这是与神联合。
So those mystics, they're always trying to reach that as their goal.
所以奥秘派一直都以这个为他们的目的。
Not only among the Christians.
不单单是在基督徒的里面。
Even among the Gentiles.
就是在外邦人当中也是如此。
You find they want to reach that union with heaven.
他们外邦人也讲到天人合一。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
if we do not understand what the Bible says,
如果我们不明白圣经所讲的
there is a great danger there.
那里实在有很大的危险。
Because when people talk about union with God,
当人说与神联合的时候
that God and man become one
神与人合一
there are two possibilities
这里有两个可能性
one is pantheism
一个就是
泛神主义
就是讲到泛神主义很多神
that everything will be merged together with God
就是一切都与神连在一起。
And there's another danger.
还有一个危险。
And the danger is that man become part of deity.
就是人得了神性。
The deification of man.
就讲到人变成神。
That when we are united with God, we become part of God.
当我们与神联合，我们就成为神的一部分。
But brothers and sisters, the Bible shows very clearly.
弟兄姊妹，圣经里面讲得非常的清楚。
Even though we have the life of God in us.
虽然我们里面有神的生命。
And even though we will grow into godliness.
虽然我们能够成长到像神。
We become partakers of the nature of God.
我们与神的性情有份。
But the Bible never teaches us that we man will become God.
但是圣经从来没有教导过我们人会变成神。
We never enter into divinity.
我们永远不会进到他神性的里面。
Into Godhead.
我们就不能够进到神格里面去。
In the Godhead,There are only three.
在神格的里面只有三位。
Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
父子圣灵。
And this is God.
这是神。
This is our God.
这是我们的神。
We may have his life.
我们可以有他的生命。
We are united to God in Christ Jesus.
我们在耶稣基督里面与神联合。
We are not united to God directly.
我们不是直接与神联合。
Our union with God is in Christ Jesus.
我们与神的联合乃是在基督耶稣里。
So we are forever man.
所以我们永远是人。
God is forever God.
神永远是神。
This deification of man is a heresy.
人变成神是一个异端。
When a truth is extended beyond its measure, it becomes a heresy.
当真理解释过了它的界限，就成为一个异端。
So, brothers and sisters, this is something we have to be very careful.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们非常要留意的。
Thank God it is His purpose.
感谢神，这是他的旨意。
That He will unite Himself with us and we with Him in Christ Jesus.
我们与他联合，我们与他在基督耶稣里。
Our union with God is only a matter of life.
我们与神的联合只是在生命里面。
As 1 Corinthians chapter 6 tells us that he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit.
在哥林多前书第六章那里说，在基督里面的是在一个灵里面。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
we thank God that God shows us a picture.
我们感谢神，他把这幅图画给了我们。
A picture of union.
这幅联合的图画给了我们。
It is a union of man with Christ.
乃是人与基督的联合。
And in that union,
在那个联合的里面,
we experience the union with God.
我们在那里经历了与神的联合。
And this will be the ultimate.
这乃是最终的结局。
So I hope that we will remember this.
我们希望大家能够记到这一点。
Because we find that in the past,
我们知道在过去的年日里面,
not only the mystics,
不单单是奥秘派如此,
but they are those who are really seeking the Lord.
还有一些他们实在是寻求主的人,
eventually we fall into this heresy.
他们就落到这样的异端里面。
So let us see our limit.
叫我们看到我们的界限。
We are human beings.
我们是人。
We are not God.
我们不是神。
Now, proper people will say, is it not that in Psalm 82,
你说那在诗篇82篇里面不是这样说过吗?
You are God.
说你们是神。
God stand in the midst of God.
说你们是神站在神的当中。
And even in John chapter 10,
就算在约翰第十章里面,
our Lord Jesus quote this verse.
我们的主在那里引这一节的圣经。
But he explains it.
但他在那里解释这一句话。
He said, it is written that you are gods.
这里说你们是神,
because you have the word of God.
因为你们有神的话。
And that refers to the Old Testament.
这乃是说到旧约里面的话。
In the Old Testament, it often used the words God to stand for judges.
因为在旧约的里面, 用神来说到, 事实。
Because 审判。
是用神这个字说到审判。审判吧。
The judges, because they have the word of God.
因为审判官他们有神的话。
So we have to know the tradition of the use of the word God.
所以我们要知道传统上用神这个字的意思是怎么样。
It never refers that we become gods, that is to say we are deified.
就不能够说我们是神，是说我们变成神性。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
That it is His will.
这是他的旨意。
That we should be united with Christ into one.
我们是与基督联合为一。
And this is for eternity.
这是 直到为了永远。
And in that union, we are united with God.
在那个联合的里面，我们与他成为一。
Now, if you look at the vision,
如果你看这个意象
you can find that all these things described,
这里所形容的这一切
are the result of the grace of God and our spiritual exercise.
乃是神的恩典跟我们属灵操练的结局。
Because when you read verse chapter 21 verse 15,
如果你读启示录21章15节的时候
and he spoke to me with me with a rod, had a rod, had a golden reed, a measure, that he might measure the city and its gates and its wall.
对我说画的拿着金苇子当尺要量那城和城门城墙。
Everything is measured.
每一样都是要量过。
And is measured by a golden reed.
是用金苇子当尺。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
we know that gold in the scripture
我们知道金子在圣经里面
represents the nature of God.
是代表神性。
So the golden reed means that everything is to be measured with God's nature.
金苇子乃是说一切要用神的性情来量度。
God is like a refiner.
神好像是那个炼金子的那位。
He wants to refine us to be pure gold.
他要我们被炼成纯金。
He has given his life to us already.
他已经把他的生命给了我们。
And his life in us is gold.
在我们里面的生命是金子。
But it is mixed with all kinds of material.
但是里面有很多的杂质。
So he has to refine us.
所以他要来炼我们。
Until all these other things will be thrown away.
直到这一切的杂质都给去掉。
And we become pure gold before him.
我们在他面前就成为精金。
As in 1 Peter chapter 1 it says.
在彼得前书第一章那里告诉我们
that our faith has to be refined.
我们的信心也要经过试炼。
This is the reason why we have to go through suffering.
这也是为什么我们需要经过苦难。
That we may be refined to be pure gold.
叫我们能够被炼成纯金。
And God will measure everything with a golden reed.
他要用金苇子来量度每一件事情。
Or to put it in another way.
换一句话说。
God will measure everything with Christ.
神用基督来量度我们。
This is what you find in the beginning of the book of Revelation.
这乃是启示录一开始我们所看到的。
In chapter 1, you have the revelation of Jesus Christ.
在启示录第一章那里看到有耶稣基督的启示。
And in chapter 2 and chapter 3,
有第二、第三章的里面
you find every church is measured by that vision of Christ.
你看到每一个教会都用基督耶稣的那一个启示来量度。
Whether you are faithful to his testimony.
来看一看你是不是对于他见证有忠心。
That's the measurement.
这是那个量度。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
The Lord is using this golden reed to measure us today.
神今天用这个金苇子来量度我们。
And because he sees that we are not up to measure.
因为他看我们没有够格。
And that's the reason why he has to refine us.
所以他今天要这里炼净我们。
He wants to make us pure gold.
他要我们被炼成精金。
You cannot build the house of God with hay and wood and stubble.
你不能够建造神的家用草木和秸。
It has to be gold, silver, and precious stone.
一定要用金银宝石来建造。
And all these things come through pressure.
这都是要经过压力的。
It is pressure that enlarges us.
这是压力扩大扩充我们。
It is suffering that purifies us.
苦难炼净我们。
It is discipline that enables us to grow.
管教 叫我们能够成长。
So brothers and sisters will find in the final vision.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看到这最末了的意象的时候，
Everything is up to measure.
一切都要被量度。
That is the work of God.
这是神的工作。
Nothing less, nothing more.
不多也不少。
It is the glorious work of God.
这是神啊荣耀的工作。
But when He is working,
当神工作的时候，
we have to respond with spiritual exercise.
我们要以属灵的操练来回应。
If we do not exercise our spirit,
如果我们不操练我们的灵，
if we do not cooperate with the Holy Spirit in us,
如果我们不与圣灵合作，
then we will find that all the dross is remains in us.
你就看到那些渣子仍然在我们里面存留。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
If it's not done today, it has to be done in the age to come.
如果今天没有做成，在来世还要做。
In eternity, all pure gold.
在永世的里面都成为金金。
By the grace of God, all have arrived.
借着神的恩典，我们都能够达到。
So it is just a big encouragement.
所以这实在是一个非常大的激励。
Knowing that our God will never fail.
知道我们的神永远不失败。
Then this new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven.
这个新耶路撒冷从天而降。
And when you look at this new Jerusalem.
当你看这个新耶路撒冷的时候。
In verse 10 of chapter 21,
在二十一章第十节那里告诉我们，
And he carried me away in the spirit and set me on a great high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God, having the glory of God.
他说我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那由神那里降从天而降的圣城新耶路撒冷指示我，城中有神的荣耀。
Verse 11 11
Her
shining was like a most precious stone, as a crystal like jasper stone.
城的光辉如同极贵的宝石，好像碧玉，明如水晶。
You know when you see the city coming down out of heaven from God.
当你看到那城从神那里从天而降，
The first thing you will notice is you find this city is full of the glory of God.
你看到城中满了神的荣耀。
And it's like a jasper stone.
说明说如同极贵的宝石。
Whenever God appears, there is glory.
什么时候当神显现的时候，那里就有荣耀。
In the Old Testament, you find when God appears, for instance, in Ezekiel.
我们就看到在旧约里面，以西结书里面记载。
He sees the vision of the glory of God.
他看到神那荣耀的意象。
Oh, it is like fire.
像火焰。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
when you see God, for instance, in Revelation chapter 4,
当你看到神在启示录第四章里面，
You find he's like a jasper stone.
你看到他那里实在如金具的宝石。
So you find that this is the glory of God.
你看到这实在是神的荣耀。
It is pure, it is glorious.
那实在是纯净，实在是荣耀。
Whenever we, men, should appear.
什么时候当人出现的时候，
You don't see glory.
你看不到荣耀，
you see shame.
你看到羞愧。
But whenever God appears, it's all glory.
什么时候神在那里显现，都是荣耀。
So here you'll find this new Jerusalem is full of God's glory.
所以你看到这个新耶路撒冷是满了神的荣耀。
In the New Testament,
在新约的里面，
What is the church supposed to be?
教会应该是怎样的呢？
We find Ephesians chapter 1 verse 22 and verse 23.
我们看到以弗所书第一章21、22节那里告诉我们，
Christ becomes head over all things to the church.
哦，基督是教会一切以基督为首。
Which is his body?
教会是基督的身体。
The fullness of him who fills all and in all.
是一切 充满一切的丰满。
In Ephesians chapter 5.
在以弗所书第五章的里面。
The church will be a glorious church.
教会要成为荣耀的教会。
Without spot or wrinkle of any such sort.
没有任何皱纹、玷污等类的病。
That it may be presented to Christ as his bride.
把它献给基督做荣耀的教会。
And then you find here, it's all glory.
你看到这里一切都是荣耀。
Thank God that what He has purposed, He will fulfill.
感谢神，他所定义的，他必成就。
He will take away all our inglorious things.
他把我们这些一切不荣耀的东西除去。
That He may fill us with Himself.
他用他自己充满我们。
And when He fills us, we will be full of glory.
当他充满我们的时候，我们也满了荣耀。
It is the glory of God that comes forth out of the city.
神的荣耀从这个城里面充满彰显出来。
And another thing you probably will notice.
还有一点你们会留意到。
You find that there's only one street.
那里只有一条的街道。
And it is a golden street.
那乃是一条金金色的街道。
And the gold is transparent.
而且那个是透明的金。
So people try to figure out physically.
人就在那里用物质的观念去了解它。
How can such a huge city?
这么大的城。
With 12 gates.
有十二个城门。
And only one street.
只有一条街道。
So it has to be spiral.
一定是一个螺旋圈的。
And it spiral until you reach the top.
一直转转转转到顶。
And where the throne of God is.
那里是神的宝座。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
we find him singing, we are walking on golden street.
我们唱说我们走在金金的道路上。
Now, if you really walk on Golden Street,
如果你真是走在黄金街上面
and the gold is transparent,
那个是好像透明的玻璃的晶晶
we have never seen a gold that is so transparent.
我们从来没有看到晶晶是透明的
Now, if you really walk on a Golden Street and it's transparent,
如果你真是在黄金街是透明的黄金街上走的话
Will you feel comfortable?
你觉不觉得自然呢
Street in the scripture speaks of fellowship.
街在圣经里面是讲到交通。
We have only one fellowship.
我们只有一个的交通。
We cannot have this fellowship and that fellowship.
我们不能有这个交通那个交通。
Paul has his fellowship.
保罗有他的交通。
Peter has his fellowship.
彼得有他的交通。
Apollo has his fellowship.
亚波罗有他的交通。
We cannot have that.
我们不能够这样。
Our fellowship is one.
我们的交通乃是一个。
There is only one street.
就是一条街。
It is a highway, holy highway.
这是一条大道，是神圣的大道。
And we are all walking on that street.
我们都行在其上。
It is gold.
这是金金。
In other words, our fellowship is in Christ.
我们的交通是在基督里。
We fellowship sharing Christ together.
我们的交通乃是一同分享基督。
The fellowship is not sharing ourselves.
交通不是交通我们自己。
The fellowship is sharing Christ in us.
乃是交通到基督在我们的里面。
So it is all of gold.
是都是金的。
And it is transparent.
而且是透明的。
If you walk on the street,
如果你行在这条街道上
and it is so transparent,
是那样的透明
that it shows everything that is within you.
在你里面所有的东西都显露出来
Now, do you dare to walk on such a street?
你敢不敢在这条街上走
Is our fellowship so transparent?
我们的交通是不是那么透明的呢
We hide ourselves.
我们经常隐藏我们自己
But on that day,
在那一天
Our fellowship is not only all of God, but is transparent.
我们的交通不单单都是神的，而且是明亮、透明的。
Another thing we can mention here.
我们还可以再讲一点。
We find that in that city there is no temple.
在这个城里面没有殿。
You know, Jerusalem is known by two things.
耶路撒冷是因两件事而出名的。
One is the temple and the other is the throne.
一个是圣殿，一个是宝座。
But here you find in New Jerusalem there is no temple.
说在新耶路撒冷里面未见有未见城内有殿。
No. Now why?
为什么？
Because in 21 verse 22.
因为在启示录二十一章二十二节那里说。
And I saw no temple in it.
我未见城内有殿。
For the Lord God Almighty is its temple and the Lamb.
因为主神全能者和羔羊为城的殿。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
the whole city
整座城
is a temple
是殿。
And God and the Lamb is the temple
神和羔羊是殿。
That shows such a union
让你实在看到那一个联合。
You know, God's purpose is to dwell with man
神的旨意乃是与人同住。
But becauseOf the failure of the sin of man.
但是因为人犯罪失败了，
He cannot dwell directly with man.
他不能够直接与人同住。
So in the Old Testament time, you find God commanded them to build him a tabernacle.
所以在旧约神就命令他们建造会幕。
God dwelled among his people through a tabernacle.
神是借着会幕而居住在人的中间。
And thank God when you come to the New Testament.
感谢神，当我们到新约的时代，
you find the word become flesh and tabernacle among man.
你看到道成了肉身住在人的中间。
In other words,
换一句话说，
the physical temple is only a type.
物质的圣殿只不过是一个预表。
The real temple of God.Is our Lord Jesus.
神真实的殿乃是我们的主耶稣基督。
And you find that how he enlarges himself.
你就看到他如何的扩大他的自己。
And he includes us.
他把我们也包括在其中。
So we become the temple of God.
所以我们就成为神的殿。
God is our temple and we are his temple.
神是我们的殿，我们是神的殿。
God is where we worship.
神是我们所敬拜的。
And we are what he dwells.
我们是他所居住的。
So there is such a union here.
所以在这里有这样的联合。
It is a complete union.
是一个完整的联合。
But thank God.
感谢神。
Even though there is no temple.
虽然在那里没有殿。
Because God himself is the temple.
因为神自己是殿。
There is a direct relationship with God.
在那里有一个与神直接的关系。
But there is the throne of God and of the Lamb.
但在那里有神的宝座，就是羔羊。
His throne is there.
他的宝座在那里。
In other words,
换句话说，
No matter how much we are union with Christ.
不管我们如何的与基督联合，
And union with God in Christ Jesus,
如何在基督耶稣里面与神联合，
We need to remember,
我们要记住，
That God is on his throne.
神是坐在他的宝座上。
The Lamb is on his throne.
羔羊在宝座上。
We need to be obedient through eternity.
我们在永世的里面也是要顺服。
Our present obedience is just a beginning.
我们现今的顺服只不过是一个开始。
Today we hold fast our head.
今天我们持定元首。
And one day,
有一天，
we will find it is fulfilled completely.
我们就看到是完全的应验。
That we will really bow before his throne.
我们是那样俯伏在宝座的跟前，
and allow him to work out his will in us，
让他在我们身上成就他的旨意。
And then you find his servants shall serve him，
你看到说他的仆人要侍奉他。
Now some people say now in eternity，
有人说在勇士的里面。
What are you going to do?
你在那里干什么呀
？As Brother Lance used to say.
南培德弟兄常说。
Are you just playing the harp and singing praises?
你在那里是不是就是弹琴唱赞美诗呢
？For eternity.
哦，是在勇士里面就是干这样呢
？Not at all.
不是这样。
You find that his servants shall serve him.
这里说他的仆人要侍奉他。
These servants are servants' kings.
这乃是做君王的仆人。
These servants are sons.
这乃是做儿子的仆人。
And they will serve him out of their heart.
是从他们心里面发出的侍奉。
Our service today is only probational.
我们今天的侍奉只是在试用期。
It is just a training.
只是一个训练。
But one day in eternity,
但有一天在勇士的里面
we shall really serve God's purpose.
我们才是真正的侍奉神的旨意。
Because we shall see him all the time.
因为我们是天天面见他。
His name is upon our forehead.
他的名写在我们的额上。
And we will be his loving servant.
我们是他爱的仆人。
So, brothers and sisters, do not think that eternity is you have nothing to do.
你不要以为永世里面你什么事没有，是没事干。
What we are trained today.
今天我们所被训练的。
One day.
那一天。
We will really serve our God.
我们就真正的侍奉我们的神。
And of course, there are many other things you can find in the description.
在这一段经文里面你还可以看到其他的事情。
But I think these things are enough.
我觉得这些事情已经足够了。
That's the one thing that we need to remember.
有一件事我们需要记得。
That what God has purpose, He will fulfill.
神所定义的他必成就。
So we need to look off unto Jesus.
所以我们要望断以至于耶稣。
The author and finisher of our faith.
信心创始成终的。
Thank God he's the God of hope.
感谢神他是我们盼望的神。
That our hope is totally in him.
我们的盼望在乎他。
He's the God of love.
他是爱的神。
And he loves us even to the uttermost.
爱我们到底。
So may we realize
让我们能够看见
Why is it that today we have to go through spiritual exercise?
今天我们为什么要有属灵的操练
Because spiritual exercise is the way that leads us to God.
因为属灵的操练乃是带我们到神面前的那条路
Thank God we have hope.
感谢神我们有这样的盼望。
So may the Lord encourage us.
所以求主来激励我们。
We have a word of prayer.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank thee for revealing to us the future.
主我们感谢你你把来世向我们启示了出来。
We thank thee that thou want to encourage us.
我们感谢你，你是那样来鼓励我们。
That we may be able to really have spiritual exercise.
叫我们能够有属灵的操练。
And really cooperate with thy spirit in us.
叫我们能够与在我们里面的灵合作。
Dear Lord, our prayer is that thou will speed up that work.
主，我们的祷告乃是求你加速你的工作。
That the day will soon come.
那个日子将要来到。
When we shall see the consummation of all thy workings.
我们要看到你工作一切的完成。
And we shall worship and serve thee forever and forever.
我们要敬拜侍奉你直到永永远远。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.